Hello, Blue Jackets fans. It's time for CBJ Rewind, presented by Kemba Financial Credit Union. Here's Dylan Tyrer with all the big goals, great saves, and post-game comments from yesterday's Jackets game.
Yesterday, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell 2-1 to the Tampa Bay Lightning, falling behind in their best-of-seven first-round Stanley Cup playoff series 3-1. It looked like the Blue Jackets were on the board early in the first period as Oliver Bjorkstrand found the back of the net a minute and 52 seconds into the frame, but after it was challenged by Tampa Bay head coach John Cooper, it was deemed that Alexander Texier was offside when entering the offensive zone, so the Blue Jackets' goal was taken off the board. It would be nothing-nothing going to the second period, and only 16 seconds in, Barclay Goodrow scored his first of the postseason to make it 1-0 Tampa. Then, just about 4 minutes later, Yanni Gourde tipped in a Kevin Shattenkirk shot from the point. His second of the postseason made it 2-0 in favor of the Lightning, but at 5:48, Cam Atkinson found the back of the net to bring the Blue Jackets within one.
Seth Jones up the near wall. Cam Atkinson gets it out to the neutral zone. Werenski's up on the play. Zach gets inside the blue line, lost the puck. It comes to Dubois with a shot and a score. The Blue Jackets follow that up, and Cam Atkinson puts it in the net. And the Blue Jackets are on the board. They have cut this lead in half.
Unfortunately, that would be it for the Blue Jackets as Tampa locked things down in the third period and really stymied the Blue Jackets' offense. Neither team able to score in period number three, so the Lightning would go on to win that game by a final score of 2-1 and take a 3-1 series lead. After the game, Blue Jackets forward Cam Atkinson said the Blue Jackets will certainly be ready for game five.
Yeah, we're a resilient group, so I keep saying all along, you're never out of the fight. I mean, we have another opportunity in a couple days. We play like we did tonight. I think we're going to have success. If we, get more to the blue, more in front of their goal, and make it harder for him to see the puck, because he'll obviously stop it if he does. You can see when we did score, just going hard to the blue, and good things happen. So I thought we started taking over the second half of that game. And like I said, look at the positives and be ready to rock and roll in a couple days.
And Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella said even though his team took offensive strides in Game 4, it's going to have to be even better if they want to have a chance in Game 5.
We can't get frustrated. We're still in a series, and we improved in that area. We improved in our forechecking. We just got to get ready for our next game and we need to make a couple more big offensive plays to score some goals. So there's no sense of being frustrated. We'll just get ready for our next game.
So with the Blue Jackets on the brink of elimination, trailing the Lightning 3-1 in this best-of-seven first-round Stanley Cup playoff series, Game 5 will take place on Wednesday afternoon. The puck will drop at noon, and the pregame coverage will start at 11 a.m. on the Eldorado Gaming Scioto Downs Blue Jackets Radio Network. With your Game 4 CBJ Rewind, I'm Dylan Tyrer.